This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You want to dial that up and bring up whatever is on your mind, you can. That's 800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website is on the house, freetalklive.com. Still to come, we're going to explain, to expose the David Blaine trick that's going on tonight. He's been in a sphere of water, essentially a human fishbowl, been hooked up to oxygen. He's been living in this for an entire week.
Apparently. He's probably not getting oxygen. He's probably getting air.
Okay, good point. Well, anyway, he's been living in this for a week, and then he's going to attempt to hold his breath for longer than the world record, and we'll explain how he's going to manage to do that here in a little bit. Also, coming up here, your calls about whatever you want, plus a buffet restaurant has kicked a family out for eating too much. Actually, for taking too much. We'll give you the details there. But first, let's go to the Cardinal story we've been selling all night long. A cardinal in the Catholic Church is doing what, Torgo?
Well, in Rome, a leading cardinal says that Christians should respond to the Da Vinci Code book and film with legal action because they offend Christ and the church he founded.
Hmm.
That's right.
Is there a law against that?
Well, this would be a civil case. It wouldn't be have them arrested. It would be sue them. So
okay.
It doesn't have to be against the law.
You can
to take
sue
them.
For having your religion offended?
You can sue for most anything. It's silly. But
I suppose you can sue for anything and the judge can throw you out.
That's very true. But still, initiating the legal action. But here's the thing. He's making the claim that the Da Vinci Code book and movie offend not only the church, but offend Christ. They directly offend Jesus. Jesus is angry. He told this guy so, apparently.
Well, why doesn't Jesus come back and file suit?
He's got other things. Besides, if he came back, then there would be all kinds of issues surrounding that.
But wouldn't that be a comeback? I mean, Jesus returns from the void.
To take a movie to court?
Yeah.
The grand second coming of the Messiah to the municipal courthouse in Hoboken. let's see, a cardinal who was actually one of the ones considered a candidate for Pope last year when they were having to do the paper-burning vote for the Pope, made his strong comments in a documentary called The Da Vinci Code, A Masterful Deception. Let's see, Reuters news agency says the guy's appeal came 10 days after another Vatican cardinal called for a boycott of the film.
Now, that's fine.
A boycott is one thing. That's not a big deal. Hey, you know, I don't agree with this message, and I'm sure a lot of people who think like me don't agree with this film, so
don't
go see it. Sue them because they're talking about things we don't like. That's a little bit different.
Manwich, I don't know if you're aware of this book at all, this Da Vinci Code. It's been pretty popular. Do you know
what
the gist of it is?
Yeah, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through of it.
Well, he's more qualified to say than I am.
Basically,
I read it a year ago.
The Da Vinci Code is, first of all, a work of fiction, which does nothing but sell itself as a work of fiction.
Okay. Oh, I'm not so sure of that. It certainly has a very authentic and researched feel to
it. He did his research.
He did?
He absolutely did his research. The author, Dan Brown, did his research into, you know, the legends of secret societies and stuff like that. But basically, the overall story is about a secret society who has...
Like the Illuminati?
Kind of like the Illuminati, but that type of a thing. You know, who has information that could possibly bring about the downfall of the Roman Catholic Church and could possibly get a lot of people. Basically, it's an alternative story of the life of Jesus Christ. They have information that they say scientifically proves what Jesus' life was actually like.
So it's fiction based on research and science?
It's fiction based on, there are in fact, you know, there are documents that give evidence that organizations like this have existed. I don't know how much of, you know, all of the stuff about the documentation of Jesus Christ and stuff like that.
What are the key things that are different in this story of Jesus versus the official story?
I'm not going to give that away because that's part of what the book is about.
I'm not going to read the book.
I don't care. I'm not giving spoilers giving spoilers on the air. I don't care
if
what
you
you're going
to hear the spoiler, then tune out. Manwich, what are the...
You're an ass. You know that?
There are so many people out there that are not going to have time to read this book.
Well, what about seeing the movie that comes out in a month?
Oh, there's a movie coming out in a month? I thought it was already out.
No, I'm sorry, in like 3 days. I don't know. It comes out this weekend.
It's probably not a good time to give a spoiler.
So, okay, so the claim is Jesus' life was different in some way, but yet it'll spoil the entire book to give us a way or two that it was allegedly different? I didn't realize that would kill the entire movie.
I just was...
I'm not trying to kill an experience.
Okay,
really.
Look, here's the main issue. The book isn't claiming Jesus' life was different. The book is claiming... Here's the story of the book. The church is trying to stop the secret organization from letting the information out. That's the story of the book. Okay? It's all fiction.
Okay.
Secret organization... The church. The church is killing people to keep them from getting the organization out.
Got it.
Okay? The church, in real life, outside of the book, is getting angry at being portrayed in this fashion in the book, killing members of a secret society to keep the true story of Christ from getting out.
And I don't think there's any doubt that Jesuits have probably killed people in the past.
That's very, very probably true. And so have Catholics. Lots of them. They've killed many, many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, at this point, it's just... a little bit ridiculous to get angry about someone saying, oh, they're going to kill people.
So let me see if I understand this correctly then. The Catholic Church, this cardinal specifically, is angry because his church is being portrayed as a group of killers.
Correct. In a fictional story.
Right.
In a fictional story, there's a rogue band of the Catholic Church that's killing people to try and keep a secret. And that's what's making them angry.
And the secret is what we can't reveal because that would ruin the story.
Right, exactly.
The secret about Jesus.
Right, exactly.
He was really a woman.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Actually, not so much a woman, but, I mean, post-op transsexual, but...
Seems kind of hard 2,000 years ago.
Right, that's what's the most amazing thing about it. That's why they call it the greatest story ever told.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231.
Well, I'm offending Manridge's sensibilities.
Oh, he looks hurt, too.
Yeah. He does. I'm sorry.
You're sort of absorbing all this, Manridge. What do you think about this, the Catholics?
I think that there are countries where the freedom of speech is probably a concept that isn't as secure in their hearts as it is in America.
Like in Italy.
I don't know.
I don't know where this guy's from. I have no idea. The guy is from Nigeria, but the story is from Italy. He's a high-ranking cardinal in the Catholic Church. He lives in Rome.
And I'm sure that it seems like a good idea to him to do this. I don't think it's a good idea. You can't file a suit in America on this, thank God. So that's just kind of...
Well, plus, it's probably...
He's silly. He's a silly foreigner.
It's probably going to be one of those things where, oh, thanks... You know, hey, thanks for putting that out there, dude, because now the Da Vinci Code's getting press time on Free Talk Live. It's probably getting this article's probably been covered on other radio shows. And so now instead of ignoring this movie like we might have done, now we've talked about it. And there's a movie and there's a book. And if the Catholic Church doesn't like it, I say go read it. Or see the movie.
There you go. And actually, I will have to say just from personal experience that the book is very good. It's worth a read.
The book is very good. I would take some of the claims with a grain of salt. They're not all entirely factual.
Well, again, the book is fiction.
It does say fiction on the spine.
Yes. Why does it? Now, is the Bible in the fiction section of the book?
No.
That's its own section?
The reference book.
Oh, really?
With its own...
That's not fair.
Actually, usually Bibles have their own section in the bookstore.
Right.
Yes, in the bookstore, but...
And then there's a religion section, so...
Why is it that the Da Vinci Code is considered fiction... And the Bible is not.
Because the person who wrote it, who is still alive, and says, I made it up. The people who wrote the Bible, who aren't alive anymore, right, couldn't tell you that they made it up. So people just have to assume that they didn't.
So if he'd written the book and then just kept quiet about his writing it and then died off, and he might have himself his own religion or something like that.
That's possible. A religion based on a story of... someone being murdered, I guess. A 400-page book that really tells the story of things that happened over the course of 2 days.
Well, there are some...
Maybe, if you really want to have a religion based on 2 days.
There are some people that have a religion based on an alien race and headed by a man named Xenu, or a beast named Xenu that drops people...
Yeah, but that happened
volcanoes.
Over the course of thousands of years. Yeah. It wasn't a 2-day story.
I see. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the Chinese food restaurant and David Blaine. What do they have together in common?
Nothing.
It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through and over 1,200 people interacting. It's there. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
All right. So let's talk about David Blaine. We reported on him.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
We reported on him last week, and now ABC has a follow-up report, appropriately enough, because they're the ones that are carrying his television special tonight. So they're really trying to pump it up. Here's what they have to say. ABC News. David Blaine says he's in pretty bad shape as he nears the end of his latest feat, a week in an aquarium, but vowed to go through with his finale of holding his breath underwater for nearly 9 minutes. This is kind of like remember that story of the adventurer in the plane and how he was running low on gas? Remember that? Man, what's your mind?
I can't. What is his name?
Some rich adventurer.
Virgin.
Richard Branson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who was making the trip around the world and suddenly, oh, my God, we're running low on fuel.
Right.
We might not make it to our goal. And then they do. Just on a whiff, a fume of gas.
It's great. So it's kind of that same attitude here. The 33-year-old magician wearing a diving helmet that allows two-way communication has been submerged in an 8-foot snow globe-like acrylic sphere since last Monday. He says, everything's still on as planned, and I'm going to give it my best shot. So he's making it sound like he's tired, he's worn out. It's going to be tough.
Yeah,
well,
of course it is.
Actually, I can imagine it has been tough being underwater for that long.
I mean,
he's been breathing, but I'm sure it's taken a toll on his body. He's probably not in good shape at all.
That is likely true. However, I mean, anybody that knows magicians knows that he's practiced this, and you know, this is something that he's ready for, and he's done his scientific research, and we're going to show you how it is that science is actually going to make this not as hard as he's making it out to be. But we'll give you the pump up first here. The finale was to be aired on, let's see, it's supposed to be airing right now, I suppose. He told AP Television News he'll do his best to complete the feat despite peeling skin, sharp pains in his joints, and a severe earache. Ooh. The stunt artist planned to put on 150 pounds of chains and handcuffs, then remove his oxygen tube and escape while holding his breath longer than the record of 8 minutes and 58 seconds. Now, regardless of the real reason why this is going to be easy for him, it still sounds like a heck of a feat. I mean, chains and escaping from the chains and holding your breath, that's a little more difficult than just holding one's breath, for sure.
For the record amount of time in the world.
Right.
Exactly. So,
which he never claimed he was going to break the world record.
No, he's just going to hold.
He didn't say he was going to break the world record.
That's
he
right.
just said that he was going to hold his breath longer than the world record.
Exactly.
Currently is.
Yeah, that's
right.
What he said.
There's a difference.
No.
There's
not
a very
really.
Subtle difference.
Yeah, right.
He says, if I don't get out of
telling lies.
No, one that can keep him from getting sued.
Exactly.
There's a very subtle difference.
If I
like give credit where credit isn't paid for.
He says, if I don't get out of the chains and I black out in 9 minutes, which is about the length of time it would take these guys here who have been preparing a stretcher to pull my body out and do what they have to do, so I have to have faith that they know what they're doing, says Blaine. So such drama here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was suffering sharp shooting pains in every part of his body. He started training, by the way, back in December for this with some help from Navy SEALs. He lost 50 pounds, so his body would require less oxygen. And he wasn't a very big boy in the first place.
No, he is a little bit of a stick now.
For him, to lose 50 pounds,
that's
wow.
a lot.
He looks like you, Ian.
Even less than me, I would presume. He said he has been fed and relieved himself.
I didn't know that was possible.
It is possible. Using
sure.
tubes. Blaine's previous...
Be shorter.
Blaine's previous feats included balancing on a 22-inch circular platform atop a 100-foot pole for 35 hours straight, being buried alive.
I love that one. Blaine's previous feats include standing.
Well,
all day.
Well, standing
and
up on a...
And then falling over.
Standing up on a pole isn't easy to do. It's stressful.
Well, it's not like he was standing on just this little thin bar.
Sure.
No, it was a 22...
platform.
And how big did he say it was?
22 inches.
That's... a big platform to stand on. That was enough room for him to bend his knees when they got stiff and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, his legs were going to hurt at the end of it, but it's just like, okay, you stood up for a while. And you know what his big finale was to that? He fell off.
Jumped off.
No, he didn't jump off. He fell off of it. He's like, okay, I'm just going to fall off and land on some boxes.
A big airbag. Oh, was it boxes?
Cardboard boxes.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. He's also been buried alive in a see-through coffin for a week, surviving inside a massive block of ice for 61 hours. And all of them have been performed in New York. Oh, yes, and then there was the one that he fasted in an acrylic box over the Thames River in London for 44 days.
Right, and he's
people
not...
were pelting the box with cheeseburgers.
Right, he's not doing any of this stuff in England anymore because
nope.
he realized, oh, wow, they're not impressed. They
nope.
really don't care. It was great. The box that he was in was hung by a crane over the river. Not only did somebody decide to set up a cheeseburger stand underneath it and start selling burgers to the passerby,
for you.
Yeah.
One guy started buying burgers from the cheeseburger stand and then flying them up to the cage with a remote control helicopter and flying
really?
Them around the box while he was sitting in there.
That is very creative.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So here's the scam. You know, you got to be asking yourself, how is it possible? And we were curious as well last week. seemed pretty amazing. I mean, he's underwater for a week, which is going to be difficult. That's going to be taxing. He's been underwater for a week, and then he's going to remove his oxygen mask. He's going to have 150 pounds of chains on. And while he escapes from the chains, he's also going to be holding his breath longer than the world record. Seems pretty difficult. Well, here's how it's going to happen. According to Wikipedia and Zach, who emailed in, Mark Harris of the British Free Diving Association has spoken out, saying Blaine will have an unfair advantage. Quote, since he'll be breathing compressed air underwater, he'll have a much higher concentration of oxygen molecules in his blood. In competitive freediving, we're positively banned from breathing pure oxygen before the event. Even if Blaine succeeds in holding his breath for more than the 8 minutes and 58 second record, it's unlikely that the feat will be recognized officially as a new world record, and this is due to the fact that judges from the International Association for the Development of Apnea would have to be present to verify that Blaine breathed no pure oxygen for at least 2 hours prior to the beginning of his attempt at the world record. The world record for holding one's breath after having breathed pure oxygen is actually closer to 15 minutes.
Mm.
So, if you are sitting there breathing pure oxygen for a while, it's basically pumping your body up,
sure,
and preparing yourself to submerge yourself and hold one's breath.
Right.
And so the fact that the world record on that is 15 minutes means he's easily at 9 minutes going to be, I mean,
he's sitting
pretty as far as the record is.
Well, except he's going to be burning up a good deal of oxygen, because that 15 minutes is not 15 minutes of
sitting there.
The 15-minute record is not 15 minutes of strenuous activity while holding your breath.
He is going to be removing the chains.
It's
got to be a little scary.
He's going to be pushing it at that 9 minutes.
And he's sitting in the thing, the bowl, tied up with the chains for 4 or 5 minutes before he's even going to start to get out.
To go out.
That's got to be scary.
No, there's no. I'm not trying to.
And there's
diminish.
A lot of practice that went into this.
Absolutely,
we are diminishing it. We're bringing it back down to more real.
We're bringing science into it. We're pointing out what's making this possible, because otherwise it seems truly superhuman. At this point now, it's just become a really great stunt and a really incredible feat.
Okay, well, I don't know. You feel good about yourself? You also want to make sure people know that David Copperfield can't really fly.
Hey,
you feel that you're
hey, kids, the Easter Bunny isn't real either.
And neither is Jesus.
1-800-259-9231. Wait a minute. I thought you were Jesus, Torgo.
Wow.
Freewebs.com/Torgo is Jesus. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff, and it's all for free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with two brand new validated members. Ladies, if you want to get added to the Shrine, all you need to do is send us a validated photo, and that means that in the photo, you're somehow proving that you listen to the show. And there's a variety of creative ways that our ladies have done that. In fact, one of our newest Shriners has a brand new way that no one's ever done before. She used chalk.
Yes, however, there is a new ban on putting little hearts next to Manwich's name.
He gets
a big head, and then it just takes me another week to tear him back down to the level he should be
at. Well, we had to tell Manwich, hold on there, buddy. She's 15.
She's 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
You know, you got excited and all, but...
I saw the picture just today.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Yeah, I know she's a little bit too old for you. But
yeah. Oh,
jeez. And the wrong gender.
Terrible.
And the wrong gender.
So, yeah, the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com.
Yeah, all I was saying was that Manwich touches boys. Little ones.
Allegedly. 800-259-9231. We don't need any lawsuits on our hands here.
You know,
would that be nasty?
Hey, Manwich wouldn't sue me.
Any kind of defense, any kind of defense here is only going to make me look worse.
It really is because you don't have one.
Right.
If I get us some, it might get us some publicity. I mean, how many times do you hear about co-hosts on a radio show suing one another?
Oh, suing one another. Yeah. I'm not going out and touching any little boys for you, Ian.
No,
I've done radio stunts before. I am not doing that.
Let's go to the phone. You bring up whatever's on your mind.
You'd work that for the most. You would get some kind of publicity out of that, wouldn't you?
What if you?
I went to jail for touching little boys.
Well,
you'd release a press release, wouldn't you?
Well, talkers would probably have to be alerted about it. I mean, get us some coverage.
I mean, it would just go out on the industry mailing list to all of the radio stations.
400 stations.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to David in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, David.
Hello, David.
Hi, it's me, David Blaine.
David, you're supposed to be underwater right now.
Yeah, actually, I'm not.
And in New York.
Yeah. I actually took the first plane to Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the hell out of there.
Right.
Really? How'd it go, though?
Scary.
What was so scary about it? All right. Did you manage to pull it off? Did you stay under for 9 minutes?
No, I did not.
Oh, what happened?
After 30 seconds, I was like, what the hell? And then I got out of there.
Why were you like, what the hell?
I was like, what the hell?
Because I was underwater, time to change.
That is bad news.
Well, I want to know, David.
No matter who you are.
What was it like peeing into a tube in front of hundreds of people watching?
It reminded me of sixth grade when my uncle used to make me pee in a tube into his mouth. Into his mouth.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Hey, that's good. Oh, dear. God, what just happened on the air?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
But we didn't know that was going to happen. 800-259-9231. I'm sorry, David.
That was sad.
No one should have to experience that with their uncle.
Right, exactly. It should stay strictly with your parents and maybe your sibling.
Wow. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box.
The show's going in a whole new direction.
Get us out of here.
I like, this is the new Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you would like that.
Touching kids. And...
No, stop it.
Now, let's immediately talk about what Chris has to say here. Okay. Two subjects. Says, I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are on the Zacharias Moussaoui trial. It seems to me that the whole thing is a joke. It's like they're blaming him for the attacks of September 11th. But really, what did he do? He was going to be involved, but really didn't actually attack anyone. This is like one of those incidents where they arrest kids for talking about doing a school shooting. There's a difference, though, in that Zacharias Moussaoui knew about the attacks before they happened, but didn't inform the authorities. I don't understand how this can be against the law. First off, he would be basically incriminating himself by saying something which he's protected from doing. Also, isn't part of free speech having the right to choose not to speak? I understand everybody's angry because of 9/11, but how can we take it out on this guy? And now they're talking about giving him the death penalty, which they didn't do. He got life,
right.
I believe. What right does anybody have to take this man's life? Does the crime even deserve it? Absolutely not. I'm curious as to how many other people have been executed for anything remotely similar to this. My guess is that death would be a cruel and unusual punishment in this case. So they didn't give him death. And actually, we haven't even talked about this guy, have we?
We haven't really. It's been one of those major news stories, and we generally try to steer away from major news stories. But I kind of kept tabs on him, and I guess he had something to do with the planning. And that... I think if you plan, you're involved in the planning of something like this, you really should. He holds some culpability.
So you think the life sentence was all right? Do you think that was?
I don't have a problem with him getting a life sentence. Plus, he's nuts.
Okay.
I mean, wacky. I mean, he's running around. Look, you bear a certain onus at your own trial when you yell death threats at the jury and,
right.
You know, talk about, I should have been on the plane to hit the White House. I mean, he's saying he was involved.
Right.
Yay!
Yeah, he really did throw it
yay,
in their
9/11.
Face. Yeah, he really did, yeah. From what I saw.
Yeah, he was, he's a mess. I don't have a problem with him getting life. I don't know.
I guess that would have been the issue. I mean, had we covered it, because you pointed out that we don't always touch on the huge news stories on Free Talk Live. Really, most of the huge news stories don't even have issues behind them. They're usually politically based. They're usually about political personalities, or they're about some lost girl in the Bahamas or something like that. And they're not. There's no issue there. I suppose the issue with Moussaoui would be, should he get the death penalty or not?
Well,
right?
In which case, we're all against
the death penalty.
We are all against the death penalty.
Right.
I don't think he should get the death penalty. I think that what he's going to get is going to be far worse. He's going to a place called Supermax. It is awful.
Really?
Federal
prison?
Yes, federal prison outside of Denver.
The worst of the worst. Huh?
It Supermax is the bad one. That's where they send all the worst crimes. Terry Nichols is there.
Okay.
I can't think of the other the first 9/11 not 9/11 the first trade
the
center.
First time they what?
The shoe bomber
the first
guy?
Trade center bomber.
Muhammad Salama.
Yeah.
You made that
yes,
up.
Yes, it was. Muhammad Salama, yes.
The blind cleric guy?
That was the guy who was behind the bombing, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
All right, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll continue Chris's email in a bit, but let's go to Daryl in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hey, Daryl, are you listening on WVNA there in Florence?
Yes, I am.
That is fantastic. You're our very first WVNA listener who's ever called the show, so congratulations.
Oh, great. How long have you guys been on WVNA?
We've been on VNA since the beginning part of this year, I believe, about January range.
So it's fantastic to hear you guys talk the way you do.
Well, thanks. What was on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about the 14-year-old who was killed down in Florida.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you meant the girl that Manwich was hitting on.
Okay.
Whoa. Why did I hit on her?
But I wanted to tell you that I used to have long hair down to my waist.
Yeah.
And I would get stopped all the time. Just no reason. They would just stop me and search my car.
Driving with long hair, you mean?
Driving with long hair.
What kind of car were you driving? Older car?
Yeah, like an old 82 Celica.
Because if you were driving like a Beamer and had long hair, you'd probably be all right. I'm sure you got more to your story. You haven't had much of a chance. So hang on, Daryl. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. Boy, I'm so pleased that one of our delayed listeners has called into the show because Alabama's off by 2 hours, essentially. So that's why we don't get a large participation count. So, 800-259-9231. Good to have you all out there listening, of course, if you're in Alabama or wherever you are. This is your show, and you can take control anytime. It's Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the number for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And by the way, we don't care if you call in 2 hours later, because that's what Daryl was calling in for. By the way, he dropped off the line, unfortunately. Hmm. Daryl from Alabama was calling in because he was listening live to hour number one as we were talking about the bad cops, and so he was responding to that. It doesn't matter to us. Call in and comment 2 hours later. We don't care. You can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live. So you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. If you missed a moment of the show, you get it for free right there on the front page of the website. At freetalklive.com. Go grab them up. In fact, a year's worth of archives. Not just 2 or 3, but a lot. All free. Freetalklive.com. You need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. And we have Daryl back. Daryl is back, calling from Alabama, listening on WVNA. Hello, Daryl.
Sorry about that.
No problem. So you were telling us that you used to have long hair and used to get pulled over all the time.
Yes, just like clockwork. I think they got to know who I was.
What would they tell you when they pulled you over? That you had a burnout taillight or something?
Sometimes they would say something like that, or they would take my license and go back and sit back at their car for like 15 minutes.
Just to make you sweat. Just to make you think they were doing something.
Yeah, or that they've got something that I don't know about, you know.
Right. When in fact all he's doing is chatting on the radio and eating donuts.
Yeah. Well, I cut my hair. I got myself a flat top.
Yeah.
And I ended up in a minivan, you know, kids, the whole story.
Right.
Sure.
And I haven't been stopped since.
That's amazing.
Know, it's just amazing to me that I just changed my appearance, and based on what I look like,
yep,
they stopped me. Otherwise, I'm okay now. I'm a good, upstanding citizen.
See, and that just goes to show you, nobody likes a hippie.
Nobody likes a Celica.
Now, did you ever get really great to have you guys on, and we really enjoy you here.
Well, thank you, Daryl. Let me ask you this. When you had gotten pulled over those number of times, did they ever try to coerce you into allowing them to search your car?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Would you refuse the searches?
Yes, I would. I would refuse. But then another car would show, and another car would show, and they would keep telling me that they had the right, but they never would do it.
Really? They would just sort of push you and push you, but they wouldn't? How would that go down exactly? They would ask to search, you refused, and then what would they say? Hang on, wait while I call another car? I mean, what was the rationale for them to make you sit there at that point after you'd refused the search?
Well, the first time I remember them asking me to search my car, they said I veered over the white line. And I said, well, that doesn't have anything to do. They said you might have alcohol, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'm not going to let you search my car. And then another car showed up, and they looked at each other and said, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to search it? And I thought to myself, well, if you do, I'm spending every dime I've got, and we're going to court, you know.
That's good, because you'd have to spend every dime you got to get the half pound of weed thrown out of the evidence.
They didn't see that, fortunately.
It'd be very important.
Well, I'm not going to go there.
Hey, Daryl, thanks for being out there listening, man. We're glad. And call in any old time.
Down here.
Hey, it doesn't matter that we're not live. We'd still like to hear from you again. Thanks, dude. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, 800-259-9231. It's cool because I talk to the program director there fairly often.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bar that he goes down to, and the bartender listens, and
awesome.
He's really into the show. He really likes you, man.
Well, of course he does. Yeah. Bartender's...
Yeah.
You know what? I'm the voice of the average man.
It's a gay bar. 800-259-9231. I'm kidding, actually. It's not.
Oh, man. Actually, that call could have turned interesting.
What, you didn't think it was interesting?
Well, I mean,
there's a cop on the line.
There's a cop. Actually, apparently it was the officer who was... who had pulled Daryl over.
Officer Rodriguez is allegedly on the line from Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yes, sure. That guy is nothing but a lying thief and criminal.
Yeah? How do you know
he's a thief? Our department will not stand for it.
How do you know he's a thief?
Because he actually robbed me once.
He robbed you? You're a cop.
Well, he robbed me of my dignity. Anyways, I want to tell you that this kid, Daryl...
Okay.
Don't laugh. This is an officer you're talking to, not one of your...
This is a law enforcement officer.
I apologize.
Leo.
It's not one of your no-good-nick stalemate friends that call up the show.
Stalemate?
If you're a real officer, what's a 1036?
1036 means, okay, go ahead.
What about a 1020?
Means, okay, go ahead. Anything with a 10 in front of it pretty much means, okay, go ahead.
Thanks for the call, officer.
Wait, I'm not done.
You've been outed. You're done. 800-259-9231.
I like how he just resigned himself to it. He's like, all right, listen to my show.
Okay. And he should know there's only one prank call per night.
Well, that hasn't stopped him in the past,
though. It hasn't.
As long as
Wait a minute. When did he prank call before?
Well,
you're just making.
You know how I knew he wasn't for real? Besides the fact that I recognize his voice,
he's from Alabama. His name's Rodriguez.
Well, secondly, because we're not.
Well, I'm sorry. He's a cop in Alabama, and his name's Rodriguez.
Nobody in Alabama is going to hear this conversation until
from
2 hours.
Two
from
hours?
Now.
What? Are you claiming that Alabama has no internet connectivity? You calling them backwoods?
Okay,
hicks?
True.
Huh? Yeah. What's your issue with Alabama?
Well, actually, the call screener says he was listening on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well.
1-800-259-9231.
You know, see, the thing is, our call screener knew who it was, too. He's as much to blame. Again, you're fired. I fired you twice tonight. Not till after the show, but you're fired.
Stop it. Like our
who
call
can
screener.
I fire? I have no authority
right.
here. The only person I'm in charge of is Manwich.
Wait, what the hell? I'm the co-host here.
My name comes before yours. I win.
Oh.
He drove you here. You're not in charge of him. 800-259-90. Don't leave him here either, because I don't have a bed for him to sleep in.
You've got room for me in yours.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. The question, speaking of radio, one of our emailers has a question about free market radio. It's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure illness. It's no wonder the drug manufacturers feel threatened by spices and herbs. The North American Herb and Spice Company manufactures the products that Dr. Cass Ingram has been recommending for years. The Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax are working wonders for people all over the country and can work wonders for you too. According to the Quarterly Review of Biology published by the University of Chicago, spices like oregano can have a 100% kill rate of bacteria. Protect yourself and your family with the oregano products recommended by Dr. Cass Ingram. Call 877-817-9829 and order your Oregacin, Oreganol, and Oregamax today. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com. Doctors and drugs, or herbs and spices. The choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want, though there's only moments remaining, so if you want on, you best call now. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Poor Manwich, he's been picked on an awful lot tonight.
It's been a rough night for me.
You can pick on him via email if you go to our website, freetalklive.com. His Manwich at email address is there.
Or you can join my fan club at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Or you can join his anti-fan club.
You absolutely can. Don't worry, we'll cuddle later. You want to feel better.
Hey, by the way, you can also become an amplifier for $3 a month. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you enjoy the fact that we're spreading the word of liberty and freedom around the world 6 nights a week, and you also enjoy the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, pony up. $3 a month. That's all we ask, and we give you perks. We give you access to the amplifier-only call-in line, the amplifier-only classic archives, the forum, and more. Plus, when we reach our goal, we'll be reducing commercial time on the show by 25%. So get all the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, all the cash goes to promoting Free Talk Live. It goes to getting us on more radio stations and more people's Internet connections. So, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Kenny in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, Yeah, I've been researching about this this New World Order and this using this using this 9/11 as a pretext as a reason to invade a sovereign country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was real concerned about other countries, and I know I'm.
How's the weed in Hawaii? That's
actually,
what I want to know.
No, actually, Kenny, I do have a question for you, because you say you're in Hawaii right now.
Yes.
One thing that I've heard is that in Hawaii, they eat a lot of spam, and I'm wondering if that's actually true.
Yeah, it is true. It fills your stomach, It's just like a double cheeseburger, 99 cents. Something like that, It kind of just fills your stomach up.
Oh, yeah, you can go to the gas stations and get the spam sushi stuff.
Spam burgers?
Well, that and
spam burger. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they manufacture it down there? Like spam and pineapple, that sort of thing?
Well, I just saw somebody mention today this spam sushi thing. It's like spam with sushi rice wrapped in nori. It's very odd.
Yeah, it's just called spam wasabi. It gets you going in the morning. It gets you that energy that you need to.
Hey, Kenny.
Do what you need to do.
Just so you know, man, spam, not such a bad thing. The NWO, it's a bunch of paranoid, crackpot, kooky conspiracy people. I don't know if there really even is such a thing, and if there is, I don't know if I care.
When it comes down to conspiracies, though, it's not really a conspiracy when you can prove what these guys are trying to do, uh-huh. And, the police state 2000 now, and...
Yeah, it's 2006.
Kenny, once you get the proof, what are you going to do with it?
I'm trying to spread the word. It's the information war I'm going through right now.
Right.
If this doesn't work, we have to do it old-fashioned style. We won't talk about that now over the line. So
awesome.
we're in an information war now. I'm spreading the word. I do what I do every day.
Well, that's good, Kenny.
Spread the word. And,
that's what all the conspiracy people do. They spread the word, and then a lot of people laugh at them. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Because the phone lines aren't safe to talk on.
Oh, my goodness. Definitely was glad. I'm glad you went to the spam.
Well, absolutely. I saw where he was going. I'm like, oh, yeah, they eat spam in Hawaii. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Much better. All right, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
All right. Next time someone calls in about the NWO, we'll ask them about spam, too. This is your show. You bring up whatever you want. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like...